Continuing our JCAA Conference basketball coverage here on AM 1400 KJFF and online streaming at MIMOinfo.com. We got the Grandview Eagles, the boys basketball program, represented today by the head coach, Coach Chris Miller. You might have heard him during football season as well. Coach, how are we doing? Now you're back in more into your element, huh?
Hey, yeah, it seems like I might know just a tad more about basketball and well, just a tad. But, yeah, I mean, it's that time of year, you know, leaves are turning and it's basketball season. I love it.
I know you're certainly anxious to get out there and hit the floor for you guys as well, but tell us a little bit about your team. I mean, obviously last year you get a lot of returners back from last year for the most part, and maybe your most important probably feels like a free agent acquisition as well, but Kobe Klaus recovering from his knee injury, and he should be ready to go.
Well, I mean, that was a big blow for us last year, obviously. He was a kid who, as a sophomore, was conference player of the year in the small schools. And he's just a dynamic playmaker. He did a little bit of everything for us, led us in about every category. When he's a sophomore, and then to lose him and to lose a couple other kids, injuries and whatnot, I mean, it was a very tough year. We had a lot of younger kids who had to step up and play varsity roles. And to kind of see how some of those guys have now grown and, you know, become a lot better basketball players, I mean, that's exciting that, you know, we have that ability now to say, okay, yeah, they have that year of experience. Now let's roll that over into maybe some success. I mean, we're still finding our footing. We're still, you know, there's still some growing pains. Obviously, getting, you know, having Kobe back is really nice. But then, you know, pairing him up with some of those guys who've been in other roles last year that they might not have to do as much of that this year because they have somebody like him who can score. But, you know, it's coming along. There's good days. There's bad days. Hopefully today at practice here in a little bit, there won't be a bad day, but, you know, we're going to be trying to find out who we are, and that could take a whole season. That could take a couple weeks. It just depends, you know, and hopefully our older guys step up and we can make things happen quickly.
And talk about maybe guys not having to do as much or you know, do things of that nature. Colton McAnally had a really nice year for you guys last year. Is he going to be back ready to go and fitting into a more complimentary role next to Klaus as a big scorer?
Well, you know, Colton, he was one of our better shooters. It didn't show too much on the statistics because people sometimes we've seen boxing ones on Colton, which was, you know, he didn't even understand that because he wasn't used to that role, you know, a couple years ago. But, you know, he's coming along nicely. He was one of those kids last year who was kind of had a nagging foot injury all year, never had a chance to really, you know, sit back and let it heal because obviously we needed him. He wanted to be out there and play. He had a, you know, whole year to kind of get back in the groove of things and let his foot heal. And, you know, he's coming along. He's very happy to have Kobe back. He said he feels like, you know, a couple of those shots that he had a guy in his face, he might actually be open this time. So, he's really excited about that. And another kid, who I think, really poised for even a bigger step is a kid like, Anthony Doldy, who is our point guard. He was last year and he, first time ever starting, I think, coming into the season, only had one varsity game he ever logged a minute in. And last year he had to play point guard full-time. He ended up being an all-conference honorable mention. I know several coaches have talked to me about how impressed they were with him. He's a great kid, and he's a very quiet, soft-spoken kid. But, boy, I'll tell you, he's quick and elusive. I just wish he was about 6'2 instead of about 5'8. So it'll be nice to have two point guards on the floor and add Colton into the mix and Drew Strands, our other senior, and of course, a couple other juniors that we have. You know, we're hoping that everything comes together and we can kind of bounce back after a tough season last year.
I wanted to ask you about that with Anthony Doldy, you know, handling a lot of the point guard duties. Then you get Klaus back, and they kind of combine roles a little bit there as well. How much do you think that they're going to complement one another and, to, I guess, now give an opportunity for Klaus to almost play off the ball a little bit as well?
Well, you know, that was one of the things because anytime – you know, since I've been here, since Kobe's played for him for now 3 years, take a year away from the injury, he's always been somebody who had to bring the ball up for us. We didn't have a point guard. And to have your leading scorer be a point guard is very difficult because they get to see, they face every level of the defense. And now if you, being able to put Kobe in a different spot where he doesn't have to be the primary ball handler, it's definitely opened up some things. I know it's still an adjustment for them because they're really not used to playing outside of playing the summer and practice and open gyms and whatnot. You know, they're still learning each other and what they both can do and how to feed off each other. Last couple weeks of practice, They've had some good chemistry. So, you know, again, as you get to play more and you get to see those things more and actually experience it, not just be Kobe sitting on the bench or Anthony, who never logged a minute with Kobe last, you know, when he played his varsity ball, getting them out on the floor at the same time against this competition, it should start to take shape.
And then Coach, how are you looking in the front court this year?
We're going to be short. you know, we're kind of like the 6 foot and under team. Kobe's probably our tallest kid at 6'2", 6'1", a half, whatever you want to say. And he can play point guard for us. Colton, he's about 6 foot, maybe 6 foot and a half. A couple other kids, Noah Richardson, who's going to see some playing time again at the varsity level. He's, I think, about 6'1". And Garrett Glee, about 6'1". So we're undersized. You know, that's why we have to play a lot tougher inside and be able to defend inside and maybe get some pressure out in the backcourt a little bit here and there and see if we can't get some turnovers, because it's going to be a battle. It's kind of been that way since I've been here. We've really only had one really good post player, and that was a kid named Brett Clayschulte a few years ago. And since he's left, we've really struggled on finding a guy who can consistently get rebounds, consistently defend the post. And a kid like Colton McAnally, he's had to guard Brady DeGear. He's had to guard guys who are bigger than him. He's well aware of, you know, the challenge in front of him. And then losing Sam Husky, who normally would guard another post player who was feisty and elbowy and bony and just, you know, beat up on a kid. It's been, you know, kind of a learning curve. So we experienced it a little bit last year, and, you know, hopefully our kids continue to learn and adjust and just grow and get better.
And Coach, taking a look at this conference as well, you know, St. Pius, of course, winning it last year, and St. Vincent, a good team with it as well. But I feel like this conference this year, it's going to bring a lot of, I guess, wide open opportunity. I feel like a lot of these teams are going to be evenly matched and going to have a lot of pretty good competitive spirit and competitive games against one another.
Well, that's the funny thing, because this year we entered the Crystal City tournament, and a lot of us coaches who we've all coached against each other now for about 4 or 5 years, we have a pretty good grasp on really what everybody has when everybody has coming. We were trying to seed the tournament, and we all thought that there's a logjam of teams that are about the same. St. Vincent's obviously going to be a little bit better, we all think. Bruce has done a heck of a job for 20-some-odd years and very consistent. They have a good group coming through, and they're going to be one of the top teams again. I expect them to be right there at the top. But then, you know, I don't know how good we'll translate. Obviously, we have a lot to prove and to bounce back and to be a formidable conference opponent. But, you know, R7, obviously, with Player of the Year, Easton Null, they're poised to try to, you know, really grow and do some great things. Obviously, with their kids that are coming back, I think they lost one starter. Herculaneum, I mean, they had a great year, kind of came out a little bit of nowhere, but Coach Jarvis done a good job with his kids over there. And then, of course, having Brady DeGear at Crystal City, you know, it makes it very tough. Obviously, those kids always play hard for Coach Breeze. And, you know, between all of us, I mean, we're all just kind of like, well, I don't know where it's going to fall, because you could easily be the 3, 4, 5, or 6 seed in that tournament. We end up getting the 6, obviously. And I think that's deserving, because, you know, we're coming back from a season where we didn't win a lot. And, you know, Kobe was hurt, so everybody's kind of curious to see how he's going to be. And so, you know, hopefully we can prove that we were better than that. But, but as far as all of our conference schools, I mean, and then, of course, St. Pius, you know, they always have good talent. And Coach Lawrence does a good job, has a lot of enthusiasm over there. I mean, it's just fun to coach against those guys, because we all know each other. We all talk to each other here and there, or share film or talk about other teams or whatever's going on. And they all end up being fun games you know, it is a fun place to, you know, the county school is very fun to coach and to be a part of those games, the environments, because, you know, all the kids know each other and it's very familiar. And but it should be quite competitive, I think. Any given night, I think somebody could jump up and win.
Coach, you mentioned the Rolla Duke Herbert tournament there. When you look at that, there's 4 county teams in there, and then you got St. Vincent is in there as well when you look at that. How big of an indicator is that going to be to you guys to kind of see where you're at and how you guys are going to translate incorporating Klaus back onto your team?
Well, I think, you know, we do have a game with Northwest next week, and hopefully be ready. I know they're going to be a much more improved team with Buddy coaching them. But then, you know, we obviously wanted to get in a tournament that we could play some schools we have, you know, a little more familiarity with, as far as teams we might know, and obviously it's a little closer and going all the way to Caledonia. But really the indication is, okay, since we've been doing things this way, obviously since Kobe come back and he's healthy, he's cleared, what do we need to really build on or change or continue to tweak or improve or can keep doing? It's really that's the kind of measuring stick, because you want to be playing your best basketball in February. And obviously you want to play every game to win, but when you're kind of coming back and you're putting a kid like Kobe back in the mix and you're trying to see where other guys, you know, where they've taken their game to, obviously, you know, playing against each other in practice or scrimmaging your second team or your JV or, you know, mixing guys up. And it's one thing to play against your buddies all the time for however long. It's another thing whenever you're going against R7, who's a rival, Pius, who's a rival, Vincent, who's a rival, and you know, they're trying to really prove something, especially, you know, I tell Kobe all the time, look, you know, hey, you got a lot to prove. You know, some of these people haven't even seen you play, and, you know, trying to motivate him, and obviously he's gearing up, he's ready to get back out there, but to see how we're going to respond now, it's a good measuring stick for what we've done to this point, but we really want to see what we need to change or what we can be better at and keep trying to make changes and improve on things as we go throughout the year, so when February comes, we are playing our best basketball.
Absolutely. And Coach, I know after the Rolla Duke Herbert tournament, you guys are going to go take a trip out to Columbia, participate in a fun event there. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I mean, we were very fortunate to be able to do the Norm Stewart Classic. It's 48 hours straight of basketball at Columbia College, where the games start, I believe, at 6 o'clock in the evening on Friday. They play a game every, you know, back to back all the way through until Sunday for 48 straight hours. We're the only state in the United States that does it, and here in Missouri. It's something that the Missouri Basketball Coaches Association put on. Norm Stewart's a big part of it. And, you know, being a Class 3 school, we luckily drew Father Tolton Catholic, I do believe one of the younger porters, not Michael or Jonte, but, you know, obviously another porter plays for Father Tolton this year. So, you know, while it's a great experience for our kids and something a lot of these kids haven't ever gotten to do anything like that, it's going to be kind of tough, you know, to go up there and play a school like that who 2 years ago when they did have Michael and Jonte were hanging a state championship banner. They're still pretty good.
No doubt, but a great experience nonetheless.
Well, I mean, that's what we wanted. We wanted an experience for the kids, and it doesn't look like we're. I mean, you go into the game, if you had to bet, I'm sure people aren't betting on us. But it's something to see how our kids react, and you know, kind of see how they do on that kind of stage. And it's a fun event for the kids, and you can say, hey, I was a part of this because nobody else does it. So hopefully, you know, we get something out of it, and we kind of see where we are. And you know, again, it's just something for the kids that never have gotten to do anything like that.
No doubt about it. Coach, as you guys get set to begin your season against Northwest on Monday, I believe it is, Tuesday, is that right?
It's a Tuesday game.
Yeah. Tuesday, there it is. My memory's okay. Coach, Tuesday to kind of get you guys to start as well. What's kind of the biggest thing you're looking forward to with this team? What's the thing that you hope to accomplish with the Grandview Eagles this year?
Well, we obviously, you know, we believe that we were better than a three-win team last year. We only won three games, so we, you know, had to accept the fact that that's how it happened. But there's a lot of games where we just didn't feel like we had the depth to keep up with a team that was a lot better than us. That if we had just one or two more kids, maybe not necessarily obviously Klaus, but you know, just where we just didn't have the depth to compete. And there was a lot of games where we were really close. I know R7, they beat us in overtime where Easton hit a shot. And there's a lot of the kids who thought, you know, that's a game we kind of let slip away, and give credit to R7. But, you know, there's several times where we played county schools where we thought, you know, hey, we could have competed. And so to have your best player be out with an injury, season-ending injury, we're playing with a lot of kids who should have been playing JV ball, and to be able to compete with some of these schools, you know, and our even our rivals, you know, the kids really think that, you know, hey, if we really buckle down, I think we can have a pretty good year. And that's one of the things we just want to be able to do. I mean, you don't want to sit here and say, hey, I think we're gonna win this, we're gonna win that. We want to go out and try to win every game, no doubt. But we really want to prove that, hey, this is the kind of team we have. And they got a lot to prove anyway, being undersized, losing a couple, losing Sam Husky, who's been a big part for the last 4 years since I've been here. And really take the next step and say, hey, this is the mark we left. So we talk about it a lot with our seniors and with this group. And I'm just kind of anxious to see how things end up. I mean, we could start out a little rough. That's okay. We've started rough before and really turned things on around January and really finished with a really solid year. So hopefully we don't have to worry about that and we do start out well. But we got a tough schedule ahead of us, and it's just something we talk about all the time, and we'll just have to see how things fall.
Coach, looking forward to this season and watching you guys out there and playing, and appreciate you taking some time to speak with us here on KJF.
Appreciate it. Thank you very much, Will.
Head coach of the Grandview Boys basketball program and a little bit of a help on the voice of Jefferson County football this year here on KJF. Coach Chris Miller joining us to preview the Grandview Boys basketball season as well. Is that getting set? They will take on Northwest to open up their season. And we will take a short time out here on AM 1400 KJFF. We got more sports talk for you coming up next.